Every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
All right. So we are fresh off of your press conference yesterday with the police department talking about, you know, some gun violence in the clubs and things like that. It was very informative, but I was sitting there during the press conference, looking at the comments, seeing what everybody was talking about. And a lot more people want to know, okay, this is what you got planned for clubs. What are we doing about, you know, the gun violence on the streets? Like, do we have a plan in place for that? Or what do you suggest we do?
You know what? We actually have several pieces that we're working on out on the streets, you know. And I told a reporter the other day, it's hard for me to give you direct. It's going to seem real broad because in law enforcement, they don't like to give the strategy of what they're doing so people can kind of look for it.
Right.
But I can tell you that we're taking record number of guns off the street. Good. Individuals are going to jail. The problem is they're going to jail and then they're back out again. They're bonding out. Mm-hmm. And the problem with those individuals, they've since decided, well, this is the life I'm going to live, and I'm just going to keep doing what I do until they get me and put me in jail.
Right.
So they'll come back out, get another gun. In the other piece I made a point of saying yesterday, we were talking about there's an unprecedented number of people who are buying guns.
Right.
You know, or carrying guns. 2 years ago, individuals didn't think they need to carry guns. Now everybody thinks they have to carry a
gun.
You know, they're buying guns. And it's, you know, it's a straw purchase. It's just, hey, how much you want for this? Give me $300. You can have it. You can walk away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no legalization for it. So many illegal guns. That's why, if you want to know one of the strategies we're working with, our ATF for guns, that's the federal agent, as well as with the governor's office, to make sure that they're going to start looking at different penalties for just your first gun offense. You might not be able to get your second gun offense because they may find that you're going to find yourself jailable. So there are many strategies we're working on. Our gun reduction team, our neighborhood response unit, they're all out there. They're making the arrest. They're taking the guns off the street. We take two down, three more pop up.
Yeah. And that's a very big problem that I feel like everyone needs to understand. We're diligently working on it, trying to get these guns off the street, but somebody else is putting them back out there. And this is where it has to stop. I was watching people in the comments yesterday during the press conference say, you know, bring in the feds, bring in the feds. And it looks like you've already, you know, kind of done that.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, they want to see, you know, tanks and military.
Mm-hmm.
But the federal, we work with federal agencies all of the time. They are on the street. You probably pass them all the time, and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they work on some of the cases are a lot bigger than the city of Youngstown. They sometimes bring cases to us and say, "Listen, we know this, and we're going to take this case on. We're going to do this, and we have to play second seat to it." So they're playing first seat. But the feds are here. The federal government, they're out there. In many of the cases, it takes a lot of time to build on. But once they build on it, they have a real strong case. And that's when they'll initiate what they have to do. So I just keep asking individuals. It's about personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, solving your disputes with somebody through gun violence is not the answer.
No.
You know, a lot of times you're finding that individuals, they knew one another. They have a relationship and they have a dispute or a squabble, and they want to. You know, when I grew up, it was just fight, or you just stay away from one another.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case anymore. But it's personal responsibility, and it hurts my heart. It hurts my heart when I get that call about senseless violence, and it weighs on me a lot, Lovetta.
Yeah, you and me both, especially when it hit home. Well, I know that there's a ton of things we could be talking about, but before I let you go, what parting words do you have for the citizens of Youngstown?
Well, the one thing I'll just say is that, you know, there's opportunities out there for individuals. Right now, it's a record opportunity to find jobs. You know, if there's individuals and families out there that have, you know, relatives, you know, I always say you got a son, a nephew, a cousin who's looking for a job. The one thing I'll say that their jobs open. And right now, we're still looking for in Park and Rec. We have job orders that can't be filled because we can't find enough individuals to fill them, but also they've got to be able to pass a drug test. That's the number one reason why we can't fill these positions, and we've got to get to a point to know that it's legal, but it's not legal to actually have it in certain workplace.
Right, right. So, you know, there are places of employment that are hiring. The best thing that we can start doing is get our youth busy, get them hired somewhere, and get them, you know, off the street doing something good. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown, and be sure to join us in our next episode.